It's the life of Riley when it's Pabst Blue Ribbon you drink. The finest beer served anywhere, so let the glasses clink. Oh, east or west or north or south, there's nothing like it at all. Yes, you're living the life of Riley when for Pabst Blue Ribbon you call. When for Pabst Blue Ribbon you call.
Pabst Blue Ribbon, finest beer served anywhere, proudly presents The Life of Riley, starring William Bendix as Riley. Every Friday evening, an unvarying ritual takes place in the little California bungalow of Chester A. Riley. For Friday is payday. But today, as Riley's wife asks her usual question, a wary look comes into our hero's eyes.
All right, dear, where is it?
Where's what, Dumplin'?
Now stop stalling, Riley. You know what? It's Friday, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. So it is.
Well, you got paid, didn't you?
Yeah. That is, I...
That is what?
Peg, how would you like to own a Cadillac, huh?
Riley? What did you do with your pay?
A beautiful home in Beverly Hills.
Riley?
Servants to wait on your hand and feet, your clothes from Paris. Can't you just see yourself in a mink nightgown, huh?
You might as well tell me what you did with your pay.
Okay, I bought a business.
What? You bought a business?
Uh-huh. A hamburger stand.
Oh, boy.
I'll keep it open nights and weekends, and when I've really got it going, maybe I'll quit my job and...
Riley, do you mean to sit there and tell me you took your whole week's pay, almost every cent we have in the world, and threw it away?
Now, wait a minute, Peg. I didn't throw it away. I didn't rush into this without thinking. Look at me. Take a good look at me and tell me what you see.
Don't tempt me.
Well, I'll tell you what. You're looking at a sucker. For 20 years I've been slaving, and what have I got to show for it? Why ain't I rich? Is it because I'm lazy? Is it because I ain't got no initiative? Because I ain't got no brains?
Junior, leave the room. I want to answer your father.
Oh, let me stay, Mom.
Well, I'll tell you why I ain't rich. Because I ain't got no money. Because all my life I've been working for the other fella, making him rich. Work hard, they told me. Keep plugging and I'll find a rainbow with a pot of gold at the end of it. I believed them. I gave them the best years of my life. And now look at me. No rainbow, no gold. Just a pot. From eating potatoes while my boss eats roast squaw.
That squab.
Yeah, thanks.
Well, you better find some money for groceries tomorrow or the pot'll be empty.
Don't worry about groceries. We'll have plenty. I'm through making the other guy rich. From now on, I'm making Riley rich.
Oh, with one hamburger stand.
Who says one? A chain of them, coast to coast. Of course, you got to start small, but I'll expand. Buy up other stands. I got ideas, lots of ideas. They're flying around my head
bats in a belfry?
Thanks, son.
Riley, stop dreaming and give up this crazy scheme.
Give it up? Well, that's a fine attitude. The least you can do is give me a little encouragement.
All right. Where is this gold mine of yours?
The stand is on the lot opposite the movie on 3rd Street.
There used to be two hamburger stands near the movie.
Yeah, right opposite each other. They put each other out of business. Good spot, huh? I got the stand on the south corner.
The other corner's better, Pop.
Junior, don't tell me about business. I only got to pay $20 a month rent, and I bought all the fixtures from the guy for only $75.
I thought you only spent $59.
Well, no, he wanted more, but...
Where did you get the other $16?
Well, I got ideas, lots of ideas.
Riley, I asked you a question.
Now, just a minute, Peg. You don't have to look at me like I'm a crook or something. I didn't steal the dough.
Well, then where did you get it?
I did like any other businessman. I borrowed it from a bank.
The bank lent you money without security?
Well, no. I guess I'll have to cut them in on the profits, sort of partners.
Partners? There's something fishy about this. I don't see the Bank of America being partners with you in a hamburger stand.
Who says the Bank of America? There are other banks, you know.
Hey, wait, I had $17 in my piggy bank. Pop!
Hello, partner. Well, there it is. We're open for business.
Hey, that's a nifty-looking sign, Pop.
Yeah, looks swell. Chester A. Riley and Son, established 1950. Junior, this is one of the happiest days of my life. I always dreamed of putting up a sign like that someday, and here it is. Of course, the sign I dreamed about was in electric lights overlooking Coney Island, but this is a beginning, and we'll go places, son.
Hey, look, Pop, I think a customer's coming.
Oh, I'll put on a hamburger. You give him fast service, huh?
Hey, it's Mom.
Oh. Well, hello. How's the big hamburger, King?
Now, look, Peg, if you came around here to make cracks, you
don't be so touchy. I was going to the movies, and when I got to the box office, I found out I didn't have a cent in my purse, thanks to you.
Now, Peg, don't start. You'll thank me for this.
Oh, well, as long as I'm here, I might as well have a hamburger.
One hamburger coming up.
Hold it.
What's the matter, Pop?
Where's your money, Peg?
What?
You see that sign? Let's stay friends. Please don't ask for credit.
Riley, I'm your wife.
Well, that's why I want to stay friends.
Now, look, Riley.
This is a cash business, Peggy.
All right. Then lend me a quarter.
I'll get it for you.
No, wait a minute. No, not from the cash register. I'll lend it to you out of my pocket. I guess. Oh, all I got is a dollar bill. Here.
Thanks. Now, give me the hamburger.
Oh, here you are.
Now, here's your dollar.
And here's your 75 cents change.
Mm-hmm. Here's the quarter I just borrowed. Now we're even.
Right.
That leaves me 50 cents for the movies. Good night.
Good night. Have a good time at the movies. Hey, you see, Junior, that's the way to do business. You get a... Hey, wait a minute. Peg, come back here. Let's stay friends.
Riley, eat your breakfast.
23, 24, 25. 25 minus $8 expenses leaves a clear profit of $17. That's not bad for one day's work.
Not even a day, just a night.
That's right, son. You know, pretty soon I can quit my job.
Don't you dare.
But, Pop, you can't expect to make that much every day. If it hadn't been for that troop of Cub Scouts.
Never mind about the Cub Scouts.
Huh? What's this about Cub Scouts?
Well, a whole pack of Cub Scouts, about 50 of them passed by.
Junior.
Riley, let him talk.
Well, it was nothing, Peg. It's just that I played an old joke on the kids, and they fell for it. When they came by, I said, "Hey, kids, what do you think? I'm giving away hamburgers free today."
You should have heard those kids cheer. And they all ate 2 and 3 hamburgers each.
Yeah.
And then Pop made them pay up.
Yeah.
You made them pay? How could you? You said it was free.
Yeah, well, that's what the kids said, but I told them they didn't hear me right. All I said was, "What, do you think I'm giving away hamburgers free?" I outsmarted him. 5, 10, 15,
Chester,
17,
Riley,
18.
I'm ashamed of you. You pulled a trick like that on 8 and 9-year-old kids?
Some of them were 7.
You better go to work.
Oh, it's phone, Peg. Hello? Oh, hello, boss. No, I'm not coming to work today. For my hamburger stand. Yeah, you can dock me for today. Now, wait, boss. But you... Now, just a minute, boss. I've been working for you for 10 years. You got no right talking to me like that. Well, if that's going to be your attitude, I quit. That's telling him, huh?
Riley, what did you do?
Well, don't worry about it. When I come in Monday, he'll apologize.
But, Riley, you just quit.
Who, me? Oh, that's right. I quit. He got me mad. I didn't mean...
Well, you call him right back and apologize.
Oh, no, not me. I don't crawl. He'll come to me.
Oh, what's got into you? Every day, more and more men are out of work. Jobs are scarce. How'll we live?
We got the hamburger stand. Maybe it's all for the best. Now I can really build up the business.
Riley, you phone your boss back this minute.
No, I got my pride.
You can't eat pride.
Well, we can eat hamburgers. Come on, partner, let's go to work. New ideas, Junior. New ideas. That's the way to get ahead.
We're doing okay, too, Pop. We average 15 bucks a day.
Not good enough for me. We gotta produce a hamburger that's different.
But a hamburger is a hamburger.
Not when it's a Riley burger.
A what?
A Riley burger. I've given it a lot of thought. Something different.
Pop, why don't we leave things the way they are? I think...
Junior, let me do the thinking around here. The Riley burger will make a lot of dough for us. Now, here's the idea.
Hey, here comes a customer.
Oh, good. Lay out a new toothpick, Junior.
It's Mr. Gillis, I think.
He'll be the first to try my new idea.
Hi there, Riley. How's business?
Oh, swell, Gillis, old pal.
Yeah,
swell.
Give me a hamburger. Just plain, no trimmings.
Why don't you try something different? Now, the Riley burger...
Just give me a plain hamburger.
Yeah, but the Riley burger is... Well, let me make one up for you. Let's go, Junior. Bun.
Bun.
Lettuce.
Lettuce.
Riley, I like it plain.
Ketchup.
Ketchup.
Mustard.
Mustard.
Riley, I want a plain piece of meat.
Onion.
Onion.
It gives me heartburn. I just want...
Mayonnaise.
Mayonnaise.
Just a plain hamburger.
Piccalilli.
Piccalilli.
Riley.
Cheese. I don't like cheese. I just want hamburger.
Peanut butter.
Peanut butter.
I ain't trying to breed no ulcer. All I want is...
Chili beans.
Chili beans.
Hamburger.
Hamburger.
Nuts.
Nuts.
Nuts to you. Goodbye.
Wait a minute. I still got to put on the raspberry sherbet. Gillis. Gillis, come back. Where you going?
I told you not to do it. Now we lost a good customer. That's no way to do business.
Are you telling me how to run this business?
Well, I'm a partner. I don't want to lose my investment.
Well, if you're so scared about your measly few bucks, I'll give it back to you. I'll buy you out.
But, Pop...
Oh, here's your 17 bucks, and here's your share of the profits.
But, Pop, I didn't mean...
Go on, take it. If you don't want to be in business with a dope...
You're not a dope.
Don't tell me what I am. Go on. Take your money and beat it.
Okay. That's what you want? I'll go.
Well, who's stopping you? Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Wise guy. He'll come crawling back before he crosses the street. He'll be back before he gets to that lamppost. Well, before he reaches that fire plug, anyway. Before he reaches the corner? Before he turns the corner? Junior, where are you? Come back!
Pabst Blue Ribbon will bring you the second act of The Life of Riley in just a moment. Pabst Blue Ribbon, finest beer served anywhere. Prove it. Prove it to yourself.
Prove it with your eyes.
Prove it with your nose.
Prove it with your taste.
Yes, you can prove to yourself that Pabst Blue Ribbon is the finest beer served anywhere. Make the three-way experts test. Test number one.
Your eyes are pleased. Look at the pure white creamy collar on a glass of Pabst Blue Ribbon. Note the sparkling clearness, the light amber color of the beer itself.
Test number two.
Your nose is teased. Inhale the fragrant bouquet that hovers over the glass. The inviting tang of hops and malt. No other beer in the entire world can match that aroma.
Test number three.
Your taste agrees. Taste that milder Blue Ribbon flavor as it flows so smoothly across your tongue. Here is the perfect beer drinker's beer. The smoother taste no other beer can touch.
Yes, make this three-way experts test. And you'll understand why, wherever you go, you hear Pabst Blue Ribbon called finest beer served anywhere.
You hear it everywhere. Finest beer served anywhere. 33 fine brews blended into one great beer.
And now back to The Life of Riley, starring William Bendix with Paula Winslow and John Brown. And we find Riley still in the hamburger business, but minus his partner, Junior.
Hi, Riley.
Oh, it's you, Gillis.
Hey, how's about a hamburger? And this time... Do me a favor. I'll make it plain. Can you do that little thing for me? No lettuce, ketchup, mustard, onion, mayonnaise, piccalilli, cheese, peanut butter, nuts, or raspberry sherbet. Just plain. I like to taste the meat.
And anything you say, Gillis.
Change your tune, huh? Nothing like a little competition.
What competition?
Oh, brother, you ought to take a gander across the street.
Yeah, what's across the street? Hey, somebody open up that other hamburger stand.
Well, didn't you know?
No, I didn't notice.
And get a load what that sign says.
Where? Junior Riley's hamburger. Well, he's got his nerve.
You better make it up with the kid so he'll come back here.
Not me. I'll never take him back now. Look out, Gillis.
What are you doing with that sign?
Where's the paint?
What are you gonna do?
I'm changing it. You'll see. I'll teach him. You see where it says Riley and Son?
Yeah.
Well, now look. That's the name of my business now. Riley without Son. I'll learn him.
If he was my kid, I'd bankrupt him. I'd start a price war.
Price war?
Why, sure. Macy does it to Gimble. Thrifty does it to Owl. Sears does it to Roebuck.
You do it to Junior.
Well, how?
Simple. Give me that piece of chalk.
Yeah.
Now, he's got a sign that says hamburgers 25 cents.
Yeah.
So you change yours to hamburgers 20 cents. Yeah, that'll fix him. Watch how this brings the customers in.
Hey, that's a good idea. Well, that's great. He'll be... Gillis, look. He's changing his to 15.
No.
Yeah, look.
Okay, he wants a fight. We'll give it to him. We go to 10.
Yeah. Aha. Now we got him.
You bet we got him.
Wait a minute. Now he's going to 7.
So we go to 5.
But that's what they cost us.
He won't dare go no lower.
You're right. We'll make it 5.
Atta boy.
Now let's see what Mr. Junior Riley will do. Hey, he's going down to 2 cents.
We'll go down to 1. We ain't scared.
Ha! Let him try to top that.
Yeah, now we got it.
Look, Gillis, all his customers are coming over here.
Hey, mister, your hamburger's 1 cent?
Yeah, will you see?
Well, that's right, kid.
Give me a dozen.
Yeah, we... A dozen? Nothing doing. No, we're all out.
Go on, I see him.
You better give it to him. There's a law against false advertising.
I don't want no trouble. Okay, 1, 2, 4, 6, 10, 12. Hey, ain't you one of them Cub Scouts was here yesterday?
Yeah, that's right.
Well, how you want these hamburgers? Medium well done?
I'll take them raw.
Raw? Holy smoke, you kids are taking this Cub stuff too serious.
Mister, I'll take a dozen too, raw.
Now, wait a minute.
You better give it to him.
Here you are. There's 12 there.
Here's your 12 cents. Thanks.
Wait a minute. What do you kids want with all these hamburgers?
We're giving them to Junior.
What?
We work for him. Free. We just want to put you out of business for that dirty trick you pulled yesterday. That's our good deed for the day.
Wait a minute. Come back. Junior's got all my stock. I...
Yeah, and he just raised his price back to 2 bits. That kid of yours sure has got brains.
I don't know where he gets them from. He certainly don't get them from me. Hello, Peg. I'm home. I said I'm home.
I see you.
Is that all you have to say? That's a fine way for a wife to act to a husband who's been bending over a hot stove all day.
Now, you phone up Mr. Stevenson at the plant and get your job back.
No, I ain't gonna let this thing lick me. I'll make a success of it.
Oh, look, there's no room for 2 hamburger stands. At least make up with Junior.
No, I don't need him. I'll make a go of it on my own.
How'd you do today?
Well, I only took in 60 cents, but I...
60 cents? Is that all?
Well, things are bad with every business. It says so right here in the paper. Yeah, look. According to a recent business survey, total corporation profits for the last quarter dropped, mind you, from 18 billion way down to 17 and a half billion. Poor devils.
60 cents for a family of 4. Well, hand it over.
I haven't got it. I had to buy myself lunch. I can't eat any more of those hamburgers.
Riley, I'm putting my foot down.
Oh, now, please, Peg. I had an awful day. Let's have supper in peace. What do we got to eat?
Same thing we've been eating for the last 3 days. The hamburgers you can't sell.
Well, I'll sell them. Be patient. Just wait till this depression is over.
Hi, Mom. Oh, hello, Pop.
Oh, hello, Junior. Well, I better put the hamburgers on.
Forget the hamburgers, Mom. Here.
Huh? What's this? A steak!
Filet mignon.
What? Look at the size of it.
Junior, you take that right back where you stole it from.
I paid for it, Pop, out of my profits. I made almost
$20. $20? How could you make so much?
When you buy them for a cent a piece, it's easy.
Profiteer.
Junior, did you really make that much?
Yeah, I'm doing great. I got a delivery service.
Why didn't I think of that?
And the manager of the movie lets me go in the lobby during intermission.
Why didn't I think of that?
And I had an idea to give away free coffee with each hamburger.
I thought of that.
But it didn't work.
Well, I better get this steak started.
Yeah, don't make any for me. I don't want his steak.
All right.
Wait a minute, Mom. I got something for you. A box of chocolates.
Oh, well, that's sweet of you, dear.
Is Babs home?
No, she's spending the weekend with Genevieve.
I got her this perfume.
Oh, she'll be thrilled.
Show off.
I got something for you, too, Pop.
For me?
Yeah, here, Pop.
Oh, Junior, you're really a good boy. Look, a book. How to Succeed in Business. You got your nerve. How to Succeed in Business, Chapter 1. The first rule for success in any business is never let a customer down.
That wouldn't get you very far in my business.
Oh, it's you.
Yes, it is I indeed. Digby Odell, the friendly undertaker.
You want a hamburger, Digger?
No, thank you. How's trade? Getting a lot of customers?
No, not very many. But I have one or two steady ones who keep coming back.
Lucky man. None of my customers ever come back.
Things are really tough.
Riley, what you need is more advertising.
Well, no, I can't afford
it. Well, I've brought you a sign. If you'll put it up on your stand here, it'll help both of us.
Oh, what does the sign say?
Eat here and patronize Digger Odell.
No, thanks. Things are bad enough now, Digger.
Too much competition from your dear son, Junior, across the way?
Well, yeah, He's got the best location. That kid's just lucky.
Now you mustn't be envious. As we say in our profession, the grass is always greener on the other fellow. But if I were you, I'd patch up this quarrel with your dear offspring.
No, nothing doing. I can't understand how such a stubborn kid can spring off me.
But Riley, two hamburger stands, it doesn't make sense.
He'll have to come to me. I got my pride.
Come, man, don't be stubborn.
Well, it's no use arguing, Digger. You know me when I make up my head.
And you know me when I strike solid rock. Well, cheerio. I'd better be shoveling off.
Now, Junior, you've got to apologize to your father.
Why should I apologize? He tossed me out.
I know, but he's excitable. He doesn't mean anything. You know how he feels about you.
Well...
Now you make the first move. Go on. Go cross to his stand.
Why should I? I got him over a barrel.
Junior, I want your father to get his job back at Stevenson's, and this is the only way I'll get him to do it.
Well, okay, Mom, I'll go over.
Wait a minute. Isn't that your father coming across the street?
Yeah, it's Pop.
Oh, so here you are, Peg.
Oh, hello, dear.
Notice you don't come over to my stand to help me out.
I wasn't helping.
Some women will do anything for a filet mignon. But don't forget, I knew you before he did.
Don't be silly, dear. Anyway, you and Junior are going to get together.
Now, wait a minute, Peg. I told you he'll have to come to me.
I apologize, Pop.
You ain't just saying this because I'm your father.
No, Pop.
And your mother didn't put you up to this. You're really asking me?
Sure, Pop.
Huh. In fact, you're begging me? You really need me?
Yeah, I'm desperate.
Well. Okay, seeing that you're my son, I'll help you out of this hole. Shake.
Oh, well, I'm glad that's settled. Now you can shut down your stand and just run Junior's.
Yeah, it's a better location, too.
And now you can phone Mr. Stevenson and get your job back.
Now, wait a minute, Peg.
But, dear, now that there's two of you in the business, you'll have more time. And if you work for Stevenson, you'll have more money and you'll have capital to expand.
Yeah, you're right. I never thought of that.
Now, there's a payphone. Call him up right now.
Okay. But before I do, I want one thing understood, Junior. We may be partners, but I'm still giving the orders.
Okay, Pop.
You put me up on that sign or the deal is off.
Okay, I'll change it.
You get the paint and do it right away. I'll phone Stevenson. And I want it in big letters, Junior.
Okay, Pop. Yeah.
Hello? Mr. Stevenson? This is Ratty. It's about my resignation. Yeah, I reconsidered, and I'm willing to take you back. I mean, let bygones be bygones. I mean, I can be big about it. I mean, I worked for you a long time. I mean, please give me my job back. You will? Oh, thanks, boss.
What's that?
Oh, my stand. Well, that won't interfere anymore. No, my assistant can take care of it. Well, thanks, boss. I'll see you tomorrow. It's okay, Peg. How's that sign coming, Junior?
All through.
Well, that's more like... Wait a minute.
Well, what's wrong?
What's wrong? Just look at what that sign says. Junior Riley and father. What a revolting development this is.
In just a moment, Riley will return. Tomorrow, when you're listening to your favorite baseball game on the radio or television, and some refreshments seem in order, what'll you have? Why, a bottle or can of that smoother Pabst Blue Ribbon. What else? There's nothing that teams up better with a baseball game than a sparkling foamer of Pabst Blue Ribbon and a plate of nippy cheese and crackers. It's the finest beer served anywhere. Your taste will tell you why.
Hiya, Junior. How'd the stand do today?
Pop, I've got a surprise for you.
Yeah?
We haven't got the stand anymore.
What?
I sold it.
You did what?
Well, I made a profit, though.
You sold it without telling me?
I had to move fast on this deal. And the first rule in business is... sell if you can make a profit.
Never mind the rules. You had no right selling without asking me. I give the orders.
I told him to sell it.
As I was saying, Junior, the first rule of business is sell if you can make a profit. See you.
Too bad you sold your hamburger stand, Riley.
I got a nice profit, Mr. Wellington.
Oh, it's too late now, but I was going to give you a beautiful Pabst Blue Ribbon sign to hang up out in front of it.
Chester A. Riley, hamburgers and Pabst Blue Ribbon. Huh. Hey, it makes my mouth water just to say the words.
Oh, you would have had a tremendous business, Riley. You see, everybody likes that smooth, dry taste of Pabst Blue Ribbon. And folks know, too, that Pabst Blue Ribbon always tastes exactly the same, no matter where they buy it.
That's right. Even at Chester A. Riley's. It's the finest beer served. Anywhere.
Oh, it's the life of Riley when it's Pabst Blue Ribbon you drink. The finest beer served anywhere, so let the glasses clink. Oh, east or west or north or south, there's nothing like it at all. Yes, you're living the life of Riley when for Pabst Blue Ribbon you call. When for Pabst Blue Ribbon you call.
Pabst Blue Ribbon invites you to join us again next week to hear The Life of Riley, starring William Bendix as Riley. The Life of Riley is produced by Irving Brecker by arrangement with Universal International Pictures, now releasing One Way Street, starring James Mason and Marta Torin. Tonight's script is by Reuben Shipp and Alan Lipscott. Direction by Mitch Lindemann. Mrs. Riley is Paula Winslow. Digger Odell is John Brown. Junior is Bobby Ellis. And the two boys were Alan Reed Jr. and Jared Brown. The Life of Riley is brought to you by the Pabst Brewing Company of Milwaukee, Wisconsin, Newark, New Jersey, and Peoria, Illinois, and sent your way with the best wishes of Pabst Blue Ribbon dealers from coast to coast. Jimmy Wallington speaking.
Bill Stern's guest is Dizzy Dean. Hear them now on NBC.